Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment shared a post from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, which states, 1. Current evidence shows the Omicron variant is causing a rise in cases, but so far not the same rise in hospitalizations that was seen in other variants. However, it is highly transmissible, meaning that it can spread easily and quickly. 2. Omicron has been found in many countries throughout the world since it was first identified in late November. Since then, it has accounted for a growing number of cases in countries globally. And 3. The vaccines authorized by the FDA are the best tools for preventing severe COVID-19. While the Omicron variant may cause some breakthrough cases in fully vaccinated people, vaccine-induced immunity should still protect them from severe illness. Regionally, Barbados has identified 112 new cases from the 705 tests conducted on Monday, December 27th. Of the new cases, 14 individuals were under the age of 18 and the other 98 were 18 years and older. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 90,364. Internationally, the U.S. and several European countries have reported their highest daily rises in COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began as the Omicron variant spreads. Health officials said more than 440,000 new cases were recorded in the U.S. on Monday, while France, Italy, Greece, Portugal, and England have also reported record numbers of daily infections. Meanwhile, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, said that rapid COVID-19 home tests are more likely to give a false negative with the heavily mutated Omicron variant compared to earlier strains. The news comes as the country is facing a massive surge in cases that experts say is being undercaptured as a result of testing crunch, with long wait times for the more accurate PCR tests and home kits in extremely short supply. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.